may have been caused by Mr. Big or Mr. Fatty that put a link on his website. I still haven't listened to his shows recently since the iTunes is not working as it is supposed to be, but I will check that out. Meanwhile, I would like to thank Mr. Big, and here I am not talking about the horrible Mr. Big from Sex in the City, but Mr. Big Fatty.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
I still haven't listened to his shows.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 686 of the BFO for Monday, the 20th of September, 2010. Y'all coming up on today's show. Y'all, Big Fatty has got some statistics. Some numbers to give to you about the little show, yes! Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, rather than find Monday to be gloom and doom, no, Big Fatty, it is the start of a new day. New day. Yes, Big Fatty, new day. Y'all, that reminds me, when I was growing up, there was a group of four of us. There was me and my best friend. And then there were two girls that we all just kind of hung out together. And, Big Fatty, we're going down memory lane. Oh, this is lovely. But my best friend dated one of the girls there for a while. And the other girl I just kind of got lumped in with when we would all go out together and things like that. But we weren't dating. No! Because, y'all, the funny part about the other girl that her parents were in the Salvation Army, and so she was always doing things at the church, and you know, oh, we were making crafts and all this kind of stuff. And y'all, honest to God, Olive was her mama's name. And Olive was her mama's name. O-L-I-V-E. O-L-I-V-E. But, they were doing some kind of little show at the Salvation Army. And this girl, it was a little singing show or something like that. I don't know what it was. But, it was kind of like a little... You know, I don't know. I don't know what it was. But, y'all, speaking of the singing show, are you watching the choir? Ah, it's wonderful. It's on the BBC America. Lovely. You should watch it. But, anyway, this little singing show was called New Day. And, y'all, there was a song that went with it. And it's, you know, oh, it's going to be a new day. And, I don't know why I thought of that. But, because, Big Fatty, you're delirious. You are just delirious. And, y'all, it is. It is true. It is absolutely true. I'm delirious. Y'all, speaking of delirious, at the beginning of today's show, that was Hat M, y'all. And Hat M does the Angry Pantry. What is that? Oh, that is the sausage biscuits with the yellow mustard. Because I haven't had any lunch, and I'm yet to have my supper yet. So anyway, I'm just recording before I have my supper. But anyway, y'all, that was the Hat M, and y'all, he does the Angry Pantry, and y'all, he's got several episodes up. Big Fatty, are you gonna get vulgar talking like that? And y'all, he's got seven episodes up. The last three, I'm a little behind on listening to his episodes. He talks about things that piss him off, y'all. Piss him off! And hence the Angry Pantry, y'all. And he doesn't like sandals. Don't ever wear flip flops. No, And he doesn't like people that beg for coins, and he doesn't like people that blow smoke in his face. And y'all, there's something here about the rotten strategy. I don't know what that one's about. I hope it's not talking about Big Freddy, you strategize as to when you're going to fart. So I hope it's not the rotten strategy. Yes, Big Freddy. But y'all, you ought to give Hat M a lesson, because y'all, I'm telling you, I am marveled. I am just marveled by his command of the English language, unlike Big Fatty's command of the English language, which is poor, because you know English is a second or third language for him. So y'all go over there to the BFO, and over there under the Fat Favorites, it's the Angry Pantry. Yes, Big Fatty, we will go there. Y'all, speaking of little shows, y'all, I'm gonna go over here and see if there's been an update on that Queen Without a Country, because y'all, I hadn't heard a word. Have not heard a word from Jeremiah. And y'all, I'm getting a little worried. I'm wondering if he is still recovering from the New Jersey Guido boys that evidently y'all just wore him out. Just wore him out. Y'all, I don't see it. I just don't see it. So it's still not there. Jeremiah, please give us an update on what's going on with the little show. Y'all, speaking of an update, I'm going to go over here because y'all, I heard from that Stephen the Uck. And y'all, he gave me an update on the BFO app. Yes, Big Freddy. Because y'all, you know, you heard last week that Frank from Atlanta had just bought the BFO app. And, y'all, I've got to say, I'm very unimpressed with the numbers on the hemorrhoid droid phones. So, anyway, y'all, Stephen the Uck, here's what he says. He says, Big Freddy, here are your app stats for the BFO apps. For the iPhone, the full fat edition, there have been 120 downloads. Y'all, to me, that is an amazing number. That is an amazing number. And I thank each and every one of you. Now, I know that there is at least one person, and I will not mention any names specifically here.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Person who likes to sit at the end of the bar but can't do it for the next 2 weeks. No! This one person just refuses, just is spiteful, just refuses, just out of pure purity meanness. to buy the BFO app. Y'all, y'all, I had a lovely nap from 3 to 4 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. It was just lovely. But anyway, and y'all, the but we had 120 downloads of the full fat edition. And y'all, the full fat edition on the hemorrhoid Android phone, which you have to pay for the, you know, it over there, there were 12 downloads of that, and 10 of them are still active. And y'all, on the free one that only had the soundboard on it, there were 183 of those, but only 26 of them are active. So people got it, went, dear gussy, Big Freddy, wait, no, get rid of it, no. And, but anyway, Steve goes on to say, we should have payment in the not-too-distant future, and then I can make that donation to Pride 48. So, y'all, the check has still not come in from Mr. Steve Jobs. No! Apple is bloody slow at paying out the cash. Maybe they paid for all those free cases for the iPhone 4 with our money. And, oh, here, and then he goes on to say, you know, I could be an overnight millionaire with iPhone app sales and be a gray old man by the time I got the cash. Thanks, Stephen the Uck. Y'all, it's true. And, y'all, we've got enough gray old bald fat can't walk men out there anyway. Yes, McFaddy, but y'all, that's just wonderful. And, y'all, if you haven't considered it, or if you know if you want to just be lumped in with it, just ugly. You do it spiteful, hateful. I believe is a word that they like to use. Then don't buy it. Yes. But anyway, so Stephen the Uck, thank you so much for the update on the never mind. Okay. I've got these, what do you call these things? These scratch-offs that Miss Kathy Bacon sent me. And y'all, I've got to get at least one of them in because y'all, she is sitting there with bated breath. And y'all, I'm not sure if that means she had sushi for lunch or not, but she's got bated breath. And y'all, I'm going to scratch. This is just plain bingo, y'all. Y'all, I can win up to $30,000 on this one. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, here it is what it is. It is the card, three lines. If you get three lines, wait a minute, what is this now? It says card, three lines equals $20, four corners. Equal, oh no, it's different. It's different for each card, y'all. Oh, okay. Well, let's just scratch all the callers' numbers first, y'all. We're going to scratch the callers. And y'all, this is bingo, so this is going to take a while. Yes, Big Freddy. But y'all, there seems to be about 30 numbers. 30 numbers here that we can try to match to see if we are going to be winners or not. But y'all, I am going to, and y'all, you know, they're going to try to get you on this because they don't list them in order. No, Big Freddy, you're going to have to search. You're going to have to be vigilant. Be vigilant, Big Freddy. All right, so anyway, y'all, the first number is B13, and I've got to look through here and see if I see the 13. Y'all, I don't think this is going to go. Oh, there is a B13, y'all. That is in the corner. Yes, Big Freddy. Lovely. Just lovely. And so I'm going to scratch that. And then there's B14. I wonder if B14 is on here. Oh, Big Freddy, this is not going to go. Oh, there is a B14 on there. Yes, Big Freddy. Lovely. Just lovely. And then there's the B4. And yeah, I just don't know if this is. Oh, there is a B4 on here. Yes, Big Freddy, you've got three in that one line, that one column already. Oh, dear Gussie. Dear Gussie. Now, y'all, I'm looking for the B11 now. No B11. Okay. And then the last one is the B1. And oh, I've got the B1. So, y'all, that's two corners. Y'all, this is going to take a while. So, and this is much too hard for Big Fatty to do during the little show. So, y'all, we're just going to go over here and do We're going to do the orange twist instead. Yes, Big Fatty, that'll be lovely. But, y'all, I will report. I will give a full report on the bingo to see if there was a winner. Get three like symbols in the same game and win the prize for that game. Get three oranges in a game and automatically win triple the prize shown for that game. So y'all, let's just look and see what the symbols are. And the first game, and y'all, it looks like about 10 games on here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Y'all, there is 10 games. We're looking. There's a strawberry and a wishbone and a wishbone. So we didn't win on that one. And then the next one is, y'all, there are three orange symbols. Oh, my God, this isn't going to be a winner. We're going to come back and see what the prize is. Y'all, but we're going to get we're going to get triple that prize, y'all. Oh, dear Gussie, Miss Kathy Bacon, you have chosen some winners. Y'all, here is the this grapes. There's two grapes and a diamond. And then the next one is diamond, and a wishbone. And so that's not a winner. And then the next one is a 7 and a strawberry and a strawberry. So that's not a winner. But yo, this is a winning card. It's a triple winning card already. And the next one is a shamrock and a 7 and a shamrock. And then the next one is a bar. Not like sitting at the end of the bar, and a banana and a banana. And then the next one. Oh, there's two. Just two oranges, y'all, and a pineapple. And then the next one is a crown. Y'all, speaking of crowning, Big Fatty has been crowning all weekend. And y'all, I must have overfibered at some point. But and then the last one is a horseshoe and another horseshoe and a banana. So y'all, there was only the one winner on this card. But y'all, it is a winner, unlike those that Miss West sent to me. Not a winner, Miss West. But anyway, by the way, y'all, are you playing in the contest over there at the little cheese sandwich show? Because you know, y'all, the prize is going to $30 over there. All right, y'all, and now let's look and see what the triple prize is that we are going to win. On this one, yo, I think it's going to be $10,000, and then it's going to be tripled, because that'll be the $30,000, and that is the big, no, it's $5,000. $5,000 is the big one here, so that's what the prize is going to be, and they're going to triple it. And y'all, it is $5! Oh, dear gussie, y'all, that is a $15 prize! Oh! Miss Kathy Bacon, y'all, that is lovely! Y'all, that is a $15 prize. That's almost as good as winning the cheese sandwich contest. So, Miss Kathy Bacon, I'll have to send that back to you for a cash out, as they say. And, y'all, we're going to save these other ones because, y'all, I'm feeling good about these. I'm feeling good about them. But I'll finish the bingo. I'll finish the bingo and then have a full report on that for you. Because, y'all, it's just too confusing. It's too confusing for me to do it during the little show. Now, y'all, over the weekend, like, I got to think, what did I do? Friday night, we had the LFC. And, y'all, I got to say, I was a little disappointed in the studio audience. It was a smaller than normal crowd there. And, y'all, a lot of that could have been... because of the Yom Kippur. Because I know we have a large group of Jews that listen to the BFO, and y'all, they're not allowed to touch any sort of technology. No, they do not use any kind of computer, or they can't use the little one-touch machines or anything. They just can't. No, Big Fatty, they can't do it. So, you know, we're going to write it off to Yom Kippur. Yes, Big Fatty, it sounds lovely. But y'all, that's over now. That's all over now. So, we're looking forward to a lovely audience this coming Friday on there. Then, after I did that on Friday night, I didn't do anything else. Y'all, I caught up on a lot of the TV shows over the weekend. Then on Saturday, I was a sloth. And then I had announcing duties, and after the announcing duties, y'all, I went by and saw Mr. Larry H. Vader. That's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
And y'all, he was doing some bartending duties, and y'all, he poured me a glass of Tanqueray. A glass of Tanqueray with a splash of tonic and two limes. And y'all, Big Fatty got way too fucked up way too fast on one drink. Yes, Big Fatty, you are like, oh, Dick, I see. Y'all, and then I stumbled home, and then Sunday has just been a slovenly day as well. Yes, Big Fatty, you have just been a big old oaf. Big Fatty's an oaf. So, y'all, I got some very good news that I'm going to share with you a little bit later in the week. But it's lovely. It's just lovely news. But y'all, I hope you have a lovely Monday, because Mondays are just wonderful. And what do you think of Vera's show on Monday, Hat?
I still haven't listened to his shows.
Big Freddy, don't forget to get your eyes checked today. Yes.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.